Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the guests on tonight's segment are not necessarily the views and opinions of the 22days.com radio network. Welcome to the Psychic Synergy Series, the most advanced and comprehensive personal development platform for success. Broadcasting to the world, around the world, delivering to you the most valuable sources of information of the brain, body, and soul, this is 22days.com Radio Network.
Good evening to everybody around the world listening in. Perhaps you're listening in on a recording, but I welcome you if you're listening live, and I do appreciate your participation. My name is Logan Jason Piette, and welcome to another version of the Psychic Synergy Series brought to you by Brain, Body, and Soul Radio Network, along with 22days.com Radio Network. And I'm very delighted and pleased to have on a very special guest tonight coming to you from a sector of Los Angeles. Her name is Angela, and she's a very gifted psychic. And I'm really pleased, and we're awaiting her presence on the phone. As we await her presence on the phone, and if you are on hold on the switchboard, please do stay on hold. We will try to get to as many callers as we can. Angela has been so generous to offer her abilities to some lucky listeners tonight to perhaps ask a question, get a little bit of a reading, and if you'd like to dive a little bit farther into that, we can go into some psychological coachings where I would come into play and to offer up to some suggestions and considerations to that psychic reading. So the Psychic Synergy Series is an exciting program. We're going to be having on some amazing guests. Tonight is just the second episode of many more to come. And the reason why I really love bringing psychics on the radio is because they are so talented. And, you know, I'm really in search of the most amazing talented psychics out there. And Angela is definitely one of them. She gave me a little mini reading prior to the show tonight, and I was just blown away by, you know, the things she brings to the table. And we're going to bring her on in just a minute here. For you new to the show, welcome. For you that have been on the show before, welcome again. And again, I appreciate your participation. Without you guys, Brain, Body, and Soul, 22days.com Radio Network wouldn't exist. And, you know, I always say I am the student. I'm not even a teacher. Everyone listening, really, you guys are the teachers. We can kind of get that mixed up. We can say, well, who is the teacher and who is the student? I believe we are both. But again, you know, without the actual people out there expressing their opinions and views, the teacher out there cannot be, and the student out there cannot be. So we're a little bit of both, as we both know. And it's just a really exciting time. Really, the energy is shifting in this world. It's a magical place. And I know every one of you listening is here to become a higher state of consciousness. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on my special guest, Angela. And Angela, are you there?
I'm here.
Definitely.
Can
great.
You hear me?
Okay, great. I can hear you perfectly. Thank you so much. And Angela, I am so grateful that you're here on the show, and I know that the listeners And there's a few people that are lining up right now on the switchboard waiting to have a hack at you, to talk to you, to really ask you some questions. You know, I do want to just say here, I mean, you know, I think you're so amazing and brilliant. I really, really do. And, you know, we actually just met a brief moment a few weeks back. We actually met at a gathering. And it's interesting because the way we met was you were with Judith, if I'm not mistaken, the massage therapist. I think you two were like one of the last two people to leave this little mixer that we were at, right? And it's just interesting because we were destined to meet, right? We were definitely destined to meet, which was fantastic. So, Angela, you know, you are such a diverse healer. You know, I know you do physical techniques on people. You're certified in Reiki, I think, and massage therapy. And then, of course, your greatest talent is to be able to read that energy, move it around, and help people see what they can't see. And that special gift that you do have is a clair audience. So do you want to kind of let the audience know what a clair audience is and what your special gifts are above and beyond that?
A clairaudient is somebody that can hear the higher vibrations, if you want to call them higher vibrations. But what's not heard with the human ear is what I hear. So I speak to spirit. So that can be the spirit of humans. That can be the spirit of animals, the spirit of those in the spirit world, meaning your angels, your guides, your you know, anything from A to B to Z to the whole alphabet I can have a communication with, and I pretty much have, but I will have to say there's always something new to show up and surprising and something, I say something because energy shows itself in a lot of different forms because I don't just hear, but I see, so it shows up in a lot of different forms and a lot of different ways and expressions. So A to Z definitely covers it. And it's always an adventure for me. You know, some people are like, aren't you afraid of what you see or what goes on? But, you know, I think it's kind of shocking as you first experience it, somebody coming into it, it's kind of shocking at first. But and I could definitely have a whole pocket full of stories on that. But at this point, it's a complete adventure, you know, and it's so helpful. It's helpful to be able to have this communication, to be able to help, you know, because sometimes I hear things people are saying inside their head that they're not saying to me, but I can hear it. So it almost helps that secret part of them. And I'm not somebody that pries into your space, like looking for things. It's more of like what you're saying, but you're afraid to say, maybe. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I think, Angela, we discussed this earlier, and I think, you know, I was telling you, and on my last radio segment last week, I was letting the listeners know as a presentation that our higher self, our instincts are so valuable, and yet there are many people that completely ignore them, and they don't want to take that initial step. They're much more engrossed in keeping what they have and they're comfortable with, even if it really sucks, if it's not a pleasurable experience, they'd much rather keep doing that. And, you know, and we talked about this intuition, and I, you know, and I've shared with you some things on my intuition. And then, of course, when you did my reading earlier, it kind of just solidified exactly what my intuitions were kind of telling me, which was fantastic because everyone listening tonight has that same ability. Now, they may not have these psychic abilities that you have, but we definitely all have that intuition. And so I'm so pleased because, you know, I know what you bring to the table is you bring that, you know, that uncanny way of diving into someone's, you know, into their higher self and pulling that information out. And maybe you listening tonight, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are listening and the lucky ones that are going to be able to get on and ask Angela a question, you know, keep in mind that you do have that intuition and you are able to dive into that anytime you want. And if there's something really that comes across your life that's really strong as a presence in your life where you just maybe a song comes in your head or a magazine comes your way and you read an article and you're like, we've all been there. It's like, oh my God, this article was definitely meant for me. That could be an intuitive aspect of your life that you really are not really paying attention to as much. That's just one aspect of that. And Angela, you know, I mean, what you bring to the table, man. I'm just really excited. Angela, how can we find you? I mean, we're gonna say this again, but what's the best way to find you if someone doesn't want to get a reading from you on a private level?
You can find me through my website, which is angelazane.com, and the spelling of my last name, well, I'll just give it to you this way. My mom used to always say Angel with an A, so it's Angel with an A, and my last name is spelled Z-E-Y-N. So it's
okay,
a little different.
Okay,
Z-E-Y-N.
Okay, great. And, you know, everybody listening, you have they're on in the Brain, Body, and Soul Radio Network, inside of the caption of the Psychic Synergy series, there is a link to Angela's website. So if you can't remember that, you can always click on the link there. Angela is available, and if she can fit you into her busy schedule. I know you're busy too, but we want to make sure we promote her. It's one of the main reasons why, promote her talents. So Angela, tell me a little bit about your background. Tell the listeners a little bit about when you knew this gift of yours was happening in your life. Kind of give us a brief overview of that.
You know, every time somebody asks me that question, it's always like, where did it really begin? I was always curious, even when I was little. I had an experience with a healer and when I was about 5, and I just was always curious of the unknown, always. And I think it really, I went through different stages, honestly. I went through a lot of different stages of exploring the unknown in different ways and through different people and my own experiences. But when I came to realize that I was a healer, I actually was shown by one of my first teachers, actually, and he was a Sifu, and he basically, long story short, it was kind of funny because he looked at my hand, and maybe he just used that as a ploy. I'm not really sure. He never told me, but he looked at me after the second time of meeting me, and he said, there's some things I need to teach you that you need to know about yourself. And he started teaching me about how to move energy. And he said, Angela, what you do is natural for you. This is what you do is just natural. People go and study for years to learn what you just do. So he opened up the door, really, in the aspect of being a healer. And to be honest with you, I was always seeing things. Since I can remember being a teenager seeing things. And a lot of things would come to me in my dreams. And that's where most of it started. I would get a lot of intuition and information from my dreams. And then, the more energy ran through me and the more I learned about that, the more the door started cracking open more and more. So I ended up eventually finding my last teacher, and I went through 3 years of studies to be ordained by the teachings of the Essenes. And it was all about, seeing energy and being in tune with it and healing myself to help others heal, because it's the universal law. You give a healing, you get a healing. And to help anybody, I have to help myself. And in that, I just woke up more and more and more. It was a constant waking up and opening up. And it's still going on to this day. It's never going to stop. So.
Right. So Angela, you know, I want to share with the listeners as well before we take our first caller that, you know, when I watched you in person do a reading for my friend, actually, you were kind of you were literally were moving things in front of you with your hands, even though it was kind of looks like you were off into no man's land. You know, you were just moving the air. But can you kind of describe to the listeners like how that works and why you do that kind of stuff? Give us a good visual.
Okay. It's just me moving the energy because I'm seeing the energy, and it's just my way of moving it. Now, I wouldn't have to necessarily move my hand, but I guess that was part of how I was taught. But it also brings it into, because I live in this body, it brings it more into a reality kind of for me. It's almost like I can grab both sides of it then, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, totally.
Because I'm seeing energy on a whole different level. So, yeah, and that's what I was doing. So it's me moving the energy from around the person and maybe shifting something out of the way so I can see a little clearer and helping them to get the energy moving out of their space. I mean, we're constantly releasing energy out of our space, but the more we can be helped out and somebody like me that can see the energy can help that move quicker so we can rise in vibration and we can shift easier.
And that's what we're all searching for. Yeah, no, absolutely. I just think it's pretty marvelous. It's pretty interesting how you move your hands, and you're very articulated with your hands, and I think that's awesome. I love that. When I watched you in person, I was really fascinated by it. So, you know, I thought that was, you know, that was something new, and I've never seen that before. So I just thought it was pretty interesting, and I wanted to share with the listeners exactly what you would be doing, you know, during the readings and whatnot, to give them a better visualization to make this a much better experience. Whether or not they, you know, have a question now, or perhaps they contact you later on to do a private session, if it is going to be over the phone, what they can expect. They give, like I said, it gives them the person a better grasp on visually what they're looking for. So, Angela, without further ado, I have a person on hold. They've been on hold, and I appreciate your hold time, from a 603 area code. I'm not sure if they're listening in from their phone or they actually would like to get a reading, but I'm going to put them on the air, and let's see if we can. Now, let me ask you, Angela, you're going to need a name from this person, a date of birth. What is your exact method of doing that? That way some of the listeners that are waiting on hold will know what to expect.
Okay, I'm gonna need a name, because these are going to be very short and sweet, so I'm going to need a name. And
okay.
If you have a subject to look at, I don't do future time readings of this is going to happen 6 or 8 weeks, and I don't do that kind of thing. I look at the person of where they're at now to help them get to where they're going.
Okay,
so
great. We talked.
I want to be
that.
Clear about that, so people don't think that they're going to come on and say, "Is this going to happen?" And you know,
sure.
Sometimes I get a clear answer of what the energy is showing to present a situation, but.
Okay,
I'm really
great.
Helping you the more you are to get to where you're going.
Yeah, just ladies and gentlemen who are listening on the radio right now, and you're live and you're waiting on cue to come on the radio and ask a question to Angela, please note that, you know, we're looking for a topic, an objective, if you will. Something, maybe you have something in your life that's holding you back, and we want to find that. Maybe it's you're looking for your soulmate and you don't know why you keep getting the same person over and over again. Now, obviously, we gave into some coaching aspect on that, but really, the objective is what we're looking for. So when you ask your question, let's make it short and sweet so Angela can get right to the point, so we can get a few people on and get a good range of objectives here. So the first person, without further ado, is a 603-303, and I'll leave out the last four for the privacy information, but 603-303. And welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Oh, yes. This is Brad Carpenter. Thank you for bringing me on the show. Phone hope blessed up. How you doing, Logan?
Good, good. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
Yeah, my phone's about dead, so hopefully let's get this done. I'm actually curious because I met somebody a while ago. I'm really trying to figure out if she is my soulmate.
So what would your question be?
So is she... Ooh. Should I be pursuing a relationship?
Okay, should be what? I'm sorry, it blanked out for a second.
Go ahead, Brad. Brad, take this.
Should I be pursuing this relationship or?
And what is your name again?
Brad Carpenter.
Okay.
Really big block.
Can you give me her first name?
Lorena.
You definitely have a lot to learn from each other, and it's definitely for growth, like our relationships are. She is one of your soulmates. We have many soulmates
okay.
throughout, because we've connected throughout lifetimes. If you're open and you believe that kind of thing, we've connected throughout lifetimes. So you actually, all of us have many soulmates. And he is one of your soulmates. And you hear the learn from each other.
Oh, we have a little bit of feedback. I'm sorry, Angela. Go ahead. So we all, go ahead, Angela.
That's okay. That's fine. So basically, really, the question is, you know, to answer if she's a soulmate, yes. To say, is this something you should pursue? Well, there's a lot to learn from this relationship, and if you want to pursue it, it's a choice to pursue a relationship. Does she make you feel good? Do you feel good around her? Are you there, Brad?
Yeah, I actually, most of the time, I actually feel like she is the only one to me.
All right. Well, at this moment, she definitely is. And it could be ended up turning out that she really ultimately is the only one for you. You're very compatible. You're kind of like two peas in a pod. The image is like that I'm really getting is like the egg. You know, there's the yellow part of the egg and the white part of the egg when it's hard-boiled,
right.
And that's what you two look like together. Like you're very yoked together. Does that make sense? And you're very one unit for sure. When you're together, you work together very well. It looks like there may be some bumps in the road, but I think that's normal for every relationship. And it's a day by day process if you decide you want to keep going through it, because there's a lot. What I'm getting mainly is there's things for you to learn and grow from, and it's only going to help you grow. So, you know, just like Logan said in the beginning, it's really about listening to our instincts.
Mm-hmm.
And through the process of growing, you know, and, you know, we can beat our heads against the wall, or we can step away, or we continue to pass through what we think is the wall that we can beat our head against and realize it's an illusion. And so to be clear, I'm sorry, I can't tell you that she is the one forever for you, because forever
right.
is a very long time, and we have a choice in our life to change our path. Right now, she looks really good for you. And you look good for each other. And you're symbiotic is the word that's coming to me. You're very symbiotic with one another. So
right.
embrace that. Embrace the love that's here for now. Because when we get too far ahead of ourselves, and this is for everybody, when we get too far ahead of ourselves, we ruin it. We ruin so many things in our life, especially when it comes to that, because then we build all these expectations up and these images in our head. So if we can stay in the moment with what you're in and enjoy it for what it is, it only allows things to blossom more beautifully.
Right.
And it gives you that strength to walk through the hard stuff.
Okay.
Do you have any questions around that? Did I answer that for you well?
You brought a lot of confirmation to what I was thinking, and you've definitely Logan on the subject, and you've definitely brought some ideas and I guess analogies to it that have got me thinking and I'm able to process at this point.
Oh, good, fantastic.
Well, remember, Brad, you know, and I touched on this in the beginning of the show, your intuition is so powerful. And
right.
I think a lot of people, they seek out, that's why I love psychics, because you'll be like, man, I knew that. That's what I'm feeling. Is that what you're feeling? And if it is, that even strengthens and solidifies what the psychic's telling you, which just confirms, again, what your intuition's telling you. So, you know, I've told you before that your intuition is very, very high.
Right.
And you don't need to force anything. And I think, Angela, you touch on that, Angela. I mean, in the aspect of what your readings are, do you see that people really force the issue of life? Do you think that is a major thing that's going on here today? People force things.
Yeah, they run ahead of themselves. They force the issue. It's a part of impatience, and then it builds all these expectations up, and then people get disappointed. because it didn't come out to fit the picture that they wanted, but they didn't give it a chance to let it be what it really is. And usually, a lot of times, what it is actually a really beautiful thing, but you're so caught up in what you want it to be later on down the road that you don't allow it to truly blossom into something that can be actually way more beautiful than what you think it is.
That's very well said, Angela. Very, very well said. And I think, you know, ladies and gentlemen listening, and Brad, thank you so much for your question and your participation tonight. But, you know, following suit with that, Brad, you know, as Angela just summed up, you know, we run ahead of ourselves. When that happens, we have that, of course, we all have that, I want it to happen this way. And we know that, you know, God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, works in the mannerism of natural flow. You know, it's kind of like when you want a breath of fresh air and you're in really stale air, the only thing you have to do is open the door and open the windows. You don't have to tell the air to come in. It just comes in. And I firmly believe with people, with what we want in life, if you're having to force anything, especially with another person, your soulmate, I mean, is this the one, Angela's confirming? Perhaps it could be. That's a really definitive answer. I don't know if Angela could really say for sure that it is. But I think when you know that the flow of life is working with you and you're not working upstream, that's when you get your answers. And I'm sure Angela, you could probably say that a little bit more and elaborate on that, right?
Being in the flow of life?
Yeah, being in the flow of life and not having and really moving with that, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, move with it and not against it. We have a way of wanting to be too headstrong and our, you know, going back to the, and this is what comes to me is like, we keep what, you know, everything tells us to stop and go left, but we think that we're right. So we want to keep going right. And we run into the dead end and it all comes into going against what we feel is the best for us, you know, like really feel, not think, but feel. I mean, it goes back to everything that's being said in so many ways, so many different people's mouths and so many different levels of it. It's really follow your feeling. Because if it doesn't feel good, then it's not good. But our head wants to tell us everything else.
That's true.
So,
that's definitely true.
Yeah, you know. And your analogy about opening up the window and letting the wind just come in is really beautiful because you can't get any more on spot than that. It's so on target. Allow everything to flow instead of thinking we have to control it.
Yeah, you know, I Angela, you know, I think, and I'm sure you would agree, you know, I think the law of attraction is so powerful, yet it's really such a convoluted message to people. There's so many books out there on it, and, you know, a lot of ordained ministers are preaching it. I mean, it's really such a predominant aspect of today's society. And I think people, you know, like the movie The Secret, that's what got me started back in 2008. And, you know, it had the three laws, ask, believe, and receive. And the interesting thing is that, you know, a lot of people ask for what they really don't want. And then, of course, they end up missing one of the steps. And that's why The Secret, although it was watched by over like 500 million people, they still are not the successful people that they want to be, or the prosperity and abundance is not coming, or they're not getting their soulmate. And they fail to act on the three steps. What would you say would be, in your professional opinion, using your psychic abilities with the people that you have given readings, what's a majority of the people out there missing in their life with these three elements that The Secret talks about?
Well, you made a good point of people asking for things that they really don't want. And I think that part of it is people get a little confused in what they want. It's almost like they don't want to admit to their true heart's desire because somewhere in their process they believe they can't have it. So in the part of believing it is, I think, another part where people get really it gets really convoluted and messed up and it backfires or it doesn't happen or it sinks to the bottom of the ocean there because the simple fact is the belief system. If you don't believe that you can really have something, it's not going to happen because you're in your own way. And it's, you know, and a lot of times it is a whole little mixture there of you know, really asking for what your heart truly desires. Not what you think you deserve, but what you really, really desire from your heart, do or to have or to be, which is all the same, and then really believing it. And if there's stuff coming up that you makes you not believe it, then there are the steps to take to work on yourself and work with it of what is in the way of me believing that I can have this. What's, you know, because there's always a belief system apparently in the way. That's what I see with most people, is there's a belief system in their way that's not allowing them to have what they truly want. And then
right.
The allowing, oh my gosh, to allow something, because so many people want to control how it's going to happen and the way it's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And they, you know, to become that you can allow things to just happen. And I think it's a practice to learn how to allow the things, everything to come to you, is definitely a practice all in itself.
That is super powerful. And I definitely want you to elaborate on that a little bit later on after we take another caller or two, on that aspect of just allowing it to happen the way it naturally is going to happen and not the way you think it's going to happen, right?
I said
that's so powerful, your story, and I think everybody listening will really appreciate that story because of how effective it was on me anyway, and I know that everybody else listening will definitely appreciate it. So we'll get to that. I'm gonna revisit that here in a minute after we take another caller. But when we look at the law of attraction, when we look at the objectives that we're asking for, I think people, like you said, they don't allow it to happen naturally, and they want to force it. And then, of course, they're like, well, all I have to do is ask and I'm going to get it. I deserve it. And really, you know, the belief systems come into play, which really muddy the waters to a major degree, right? And
Therefore,
people just don't. They literally think it's just a one-stop shop with the rules. You know, even though the law of attraction is the universal law, they really think that they can just go and shop like it's a catalog and receive the things that they want in life. Whereas, again, we know, and your experience shows that, is that it doesn't come exactly in the way you want it to come, right? Which I think is very important.
It doesn't always come in that perfect picture or perfect package. But if you allow it to, when it comes exactly how you need it and when you need it.
Exactly how you need it and when you need it. That's such a brilliant statement right there. Ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That's a big key element, is when you ask for something and the universe is going to deliver it to you. Yes, we can definitely get in the vibrational frequency, and that's what you have to do to tune into it. But it may not come exactly the way you wanted it to come, and the time that you wanted it to as well. But it will come to you at the exact moment in the time frame of when you actually need it the most in your life, right? So beautifully said, Angela. I love it. Well orchestrated. Great, great statement there. So we're going to, without further ado, I believe I have Tasha on the line, and she's been patiently holding. And I do appreciate your hold time. And I'm going to plug you in. Tasha, welcome to the show. And Tasha, this
Hi.
Is Angela. This is Tasha.
Hi,
Tasha. How are you? Hi, thanks for waiting.
No problem. There is no problem whatsoever. I'm glad to wait, and it's nice listening to you too.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show, Tasha. And what would be your objective question here for Angela?
I want to talk about a walk that I have with financial for me, and I guess I don't know what my question is. It's a block around financial wealth. There's so many things that I know I can do to create money, but then I know that there's this belief structure in my head that I can't get rid of. I grew up in a poor neighborhood, very low income, and as I move forward in my career and the things that I do, I almost feel like I'm just not deserving of money, or I have a bad, some bad energy around money. So I just want to maybe talk to you about that.
Okay. I was talking to Logan earlier about the awareness is everything, and you're very aware of where this is coming from. it's extremely apparent that you're aware of where your programming is coming from. And so do you want to know how to get ways to work through that? Because you're aware of where it's coming from. I mean, mm-hmm. We could go deeper in a longer time period. We could get deeper of more of the deeper programming that's going on other levels. But in a short time, can you sum it up for me what it is that you're looking for in this?
So yeah, I guess what I'm looking for is just maybe some techniques something that can help me shift through my current situation with money. Currently, I'm looking for a new apartment and to shift over to a new place in life, and it's very difficult for me to, and I almost want to tear up, just transition over to there because I'm kind of blocking myself. So.
Okay, so you're kind of looking for some ways to get out of your own way.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I understand. Believe me, I get in my own way all the time. I have to talk myself through it constantly. you know, you're standing in the way again. Will you move? Yeah, we're all there together. Okay. I'm just going to take a look at your space a little clearer, okay? Okay, you know, I'm going to go straight on to this one. There are so many different things that you can do to clear energy on your own, meaning you can do affirmations and denials, and maybe this is a good one for you. It's affirmations and denials such as, I let go of the belief that I deserve to be in poverty, or, I release the energy around poverty and lack is a good word here that's coming to my head. So you know, you can do these affirmations and denials, meaning that you speak to yourself in the form of all conscious levels. I have to get that clear. I'm sorry. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm drawing a blank on this. I haven't done it for a while. But you can do affirmations and denials, and you get my point. Meaning you release that you bring in. Okay? And there's these different exercises, and you can journal, and you can talk to yourself and get clear of where this program is coming from. But what I'm being told for you to do is to decide, very clearly decide, that you want to have a different experience and get clear of what the experience is that you want. What is experience? Not what you think you can have or what you think you can afford, but what is it that you truly want? Are you following me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And when you decide it, stay with it. That feeling, that vision, everything. And as things come up, because things are going to come up and tell you, you can't have it, I can't afford it, there's no such thing as that in your life, how are you going to do that? It's the small little voice. You call it your ego or your small self, because it's really small, actually, but it comes off screaming really loud that you think you're the small one, but you're not. You're the one that's in power and control of your destiny in life. Because you're the one driving the boat. But you have to decide to take the wheel. So I know it sounds like, okay, that's easier said than done, but there's homework that goes along with that. And in that place of homework is the simplest way I can say it in such a short amount of time is that things are going to come up. Like I said, all the voices, the naysaying, the beating you down, telling you can't have it, you're never going to be any better than where you grew up from. Oh, my gosh, it goes on. The list goes on and on and on. I can hear your mom talking right now, saying all kinds of things. I must have hit a nerve. Your mom is just chattering away over there. And it's, you know, and all those things, when you can recognize when those, all that's coming up, that it's not you, that that's somebody else's belief system, it's going to help you work through it to clear it. When you realize that the naysaying voice that's coming up is really the small self, and you have to recognize it and go, well, that's really nice. Thanks for sharing with me. But this is what I believe, and keep walking through your day. It's a practice, because it's the smaller part of you has gotten stronger, and it's become the belief system, and all your mom's chitter-chatter of what she thinks and what they, and money's hard, and oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on. And through all of that, that's become the voices in your head talking to you that hold you back all the time. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's pretty funny, because it used to be my mom all the time. And recently, within the last 2 years, I've had to really, every time we're on the phone, she says, well, I'm just happy enough with what I have just to get by and this, and just so I can put food on the. And then I've asked her over the years to not speak about money that way anymore. So that's been a thing that, absolutely. That's why I started laughing when you said that, because you were dead on.
Yeah, her and your mom and my mom would probably have a great conversation together. They could talk hours about it, I'm sure. But that was really good. That was smart of you to tell her that. But you know that she's not going to switch out of her consciousness. So when she does talk about it, it's going, you have to remember, you know, this is how she thinks, and that's okay. That's all right.
Yeah.
It's not me. It's not mine. I don't have to take it on as mine anymore, because it never was. It's not. So, you know, of course, I could help you through so much more, but we're on such a limited time here. But really, just be aware of what's coming up and then walk through it. You know,
mm-hmm.
whether that's writing it out, talking it out, crying it out, screaming it out, telling, you know, you have to talk yourself through it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love it. Thank you for everything. It's exactly. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm glad I could help you. And I'm glad you got a laugh out of it.
and I just look forward to connecting further, too. So thank you so much, Angela.
Thank you. Just remember to be an amusement.
What was that? Be what?
I said remember to be an amusement. It's the best way to get through it all, is be an amusement.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much, Angela.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Logan.
Great. All right, Tasha.
Okay.
Keep listening if you'd like to. I'm gonna move on to the next bit of information. That was great. You know, Angela, one of the great notions of life that I've kind of adopted and I express to people a lot of times now is really when we struggle with the things that we truly want in our lives and we just got to have it. You know, in one of my favorite books called The Master Key System, the author Charles Hanel talks about discrepancies and difficulties and disharmony and discord, you know, and he specifically says that the reason why we get these things is because one of two things. Number one, we're not allowing what we no longer need to be removed from our life just to let it go, or we're not allowing the things that we do need to come into our lives. And I think that's a really powerful statement. I abide by that. I really preach that. And what you're saying, especially to Tasha, let it happen, listen, have the dialogue, have the conversation, and what do we really, really want in our lives? What is really the key element and the driving force in our lives? And I think, realistically, people keep holding on to the difficulties because they just really haven't learned their lesson, or they don't want it bad enough, right, on the things they really, truly want.
Yeah, you have to want it bad enough. It's the desire that creates it.
Yeah, that emotional.
Nothing
is created, huh? That emotional. You got to get emotionally involved with what you want, and again, then let go and let God, as they say, and then of course allow it to happen. But it's not going to happen on your watch, and it's not going to happen maybe in the instance or the realism that you want it to have happen. You know, I've openly expressed to people so many times that. Really, our thoughts are just mental seeds. We've all heard that if you've read the books. and talk to people like Angela, our thoughts are mental seeds. The objectives that we think about are those mental seeds. And we do know that it's in correlation to the physical seeds that you plant in the ground. If you drop an orange seed in the ground, the farmer knows exactly how long it's going to take for that tree to start producing fruit. It can really it has that what's called the gestation period. But really when it comes to our thoughts, right, it doesn't have that exact gestation period. We don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but we do know that nature is going to take its course and eventually it's going to happen. Well, how do we speed up that process? We speed up that process through watering and giving sunlight to the mental seeds. Well, how do we do that? We do it by concentration. We do it by focus. How bad do you want it? How much do you put into the objective that you're looking for? So, Tasha, with you, you're seeking a place to live. How much energy are you giving that thought? And that's the watering and the sunlight that you're planting, that you're giving to that mental seed. If you're only giving it 10% a day, well, then only expect to get 10% back, right? If you're giving it 50%, you really, really want it, well, expect 50% to come back to you. I think that's really important for people to understand when you're seeking out the truth in your life or whether you're seeking out an objective to attain in your life. Keep that in mind. How much effort, how much percentage of your time are you putting into that objective, realistically? That's something to consider. So moving on to the next caller, Angela, I have on hold a 619-990 area code 619-990. I'll leave the last four out. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's going on, Logan? It's Nick.
Hey, Nick. How you
How's
doing?
Pretty good.
Going
pretty
great.
Good.
Excellent. Welcome to the show. What would be your question to Angela? What can we do to help you, buddy?
I just got a question on maybe if she can see, like, any kind of careers or, like, professions in my future, like jobs,
okay.
Kind of in that aspect.
Okay.
Okay, Angela, the stage is yours, so go ahead.
All right. Your name's Nick, yes?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure I heard it clear. Okay, you know, that's such a vague question. I just have to tell you. like I said, I don't really do, like, necessarily a lot of future things, but what is your career goal? Do you have a career goal?
I mean, that's why I ask, because I don't really know what I want to do yet, you know?
Okay. So you're, like, high school, college?
Yeah, just graduated high school.
Okay, great. All right. I'm just listening right now, okay? Not to you, but
okay.
Listening.
Yeah.
All right. You know, there's a lot of jobs you can get. There's a lot of different jobs, and you can have a career doing anything from A to Z. And, you know, it's funny, as I'm going to say this to you, I can hear all these different people in the background saying, oh, is she really saying that? Because maybe it won't produce anything. But if you go with what you are attracted to the most doing, you're going to have more success at it when it comes to a career. Do you have anything idea of what you enjoy doing? Like when I learned how to be a massage therapist, when I went to school for that, I decided to go for that because I sat down and I made a list of the things that I did really well and that I enjoyed doing. And they all didn't go to necessarily, they could have went to all different kinds of things, but massage therapy was something that was at my fingertips, literally, to do. So, I do get about you, Nick, that there are particular things that you have interest in, but you stand back with them going, but is that going to really make me money? Is that the way I should go? Am I correct?
That's exactly what I think every single time I think about them.
Oh, really? Well, stop it.
I always think, like, I mean, I'm really into fitness, but I always think, like, I kind of have this, like, image in my mind of, like, the wealth that I want to have, and I always think, like, whoa, like, I don't think that's going to make me, like, that's going to give me the wealth or, like, the success that I, like, am envisioning in my head that I want for myself.
Well, how do you know? Things come in magical ways, and just because you take a step in a direction, and I think that we're going to have a story later on of something that I stepped into, which was almost like winning the lottery for me, okay? But when we take a step in the direction that we want something, we're attracted to doing that, just keep walking in it, because you don't know what it's going to create for you. You have to be open to the creation to happen for you. You have to be open that it can happen in any way. You could end up, okay, if you're into fitness, right? So maybe you're thinking of being a personal trainer and you're like, that'll never make me the money. But you don't really know where that's going to take you to. You could end up training athletes for the Olympics. I don't know if those people make good money or not, but it could take you into a realm that is so fulfilling that maybe you don't have millions of dollars, but you have so much wealth within your life that you're happy with that. It is so fulfilling and satisfying. Or maybe you could become a fitness trainer for the stars. Do you follow me? You have to take a step in the direction of what you're doing, where your passion lies. Because you can go work some job and go to college and get a degree to do something that you think is going to make you tons of wealth, but be the most miserable person on the planet doing what you're doing. But I'm driving a Mercedes and I've got a 6-bedroom house, but I'm so miserable.
Yeah. I follow you.
So where would you like your wealth? Would you like your wealth to be in the place that I'm doing things that I love to do and I can be so fulfilled in that, and I know that the possibility is there to make tons of money doing it? You just have to be open to the possibilities. And sometimes you don't know what they are until they pop right in front of you.
Yes, I get you. I follow.
Angela, I'm gonna intervene here if you don't mind, really quick. And Nick, if you're okay with this, this is what I mean. Nick, I think you got the question answered, but what I'd like Angela to look in for you is, what is one block that Nick is holding on to, or something that is holding him back from taking that initial step to get into the mode of activity, to get in there? It's like, I'm gonna go do this. What do you see on that aspect for Nick that you could probably give him to work on? One little habit he can instill in his life that's being held back by.
Okay, well, the first image that I see is that he's got so much fear around it. It's the fear of not success in the world necessarily, but his fear of taking the step to do it. Am I good enough to do this? Do I have it in me? It's just this clear image of you almost crouching down like, I don't know if I can do that. And the thing of it is that I'm going to sit quiet again for a second. It has to do with your self-worth and validation. There's validation stuff and validating, feeling valid in yourself, and self-esteem. That's self-esteem and self-worth. They're the core pictures there for you to work around, is looking at what it is that's going on to talking. I don't know, something with your parents, what they said or didn't say to you that was necessarily didn't support you or give you enough to feel good about yourself. If you were sitting with me, and you are sitting with me, right? But if we were having a longer session, I can already see that would be part of your homework, is to look at things around validation and self-esteem and self-worth.
Gotcha.
Because that's where your core pictures are.
No, that makes a ton of sense. That really, really, it's kind of blowing my mind, like, that you're saying that, because that's just kind of, like, exactly how I feel in a sense.
Oh, okay, good.
So, Nick, expanding on that, Nick, so my suggestion to you is to take the information that Angela's provided to you and look at the opposite polarity of what it is that you're focusing on. So she's saying your self-worth and, you know, what you're made of in life and whatnot. And, you know, what is the opposite of what you're feeling at that point? If you don't feel good about yourself, what's the opposite? You do feel good about yourself. So that's what I would suggest from a coaching standpoint is what you start doing is, hey, I'm good enough. And I mean, I've told you, you're a leader. Come, you got to step into that role and you got to accept that and believe that no matter what anybody tells you. Because you already know that. You've already agreed with me. Yeah, that's who I am. Well, start acting like it. And what do leaders do? Well, start going to watch the leaders on TV or TED Talks or tons of stuff on YouTube or, you know, the books and educate yourself on what leaders do, and then you follow in the footsteps of those people. It doesn't matter what happened in your past. You already paid for that. You know, what you do today, yeah, you decide upon. So that's really what my suggestion would be, is to take what Angela has told you and reverse it and focus on the words that describe what you really want to become and then move into action on those words. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes really perfect sense. Perfect sense.
Okay, so now that you know what you got to do. You got to get into action.
Hey, Nick, there's a book, and I told Logan this earlier. I'm like, I'm really bad with names, and I don't have my books in front of me to be able to tell you, but the name of the book is called Transforming Your Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find that book called Transforming Your Dragons, the guy's name is Jose. Oh, I don't remember his last name. I don't know. I can't look it up at the current moment because we're in the middle of this. But if you can find that book, it's an amazing book. It was it's a key book that I still
Jose
go back
Stevens.
To myself. Pardon me?
Jose Stevens?
Yes.
Yep.
Did you just look that up?
Yeah, I have it on my computer right now. I just looked it up.
Oh, fantastic. That is a really great book that will assist you greatly, and especially on these specific issues. But I suggest that book for actually anybody with any issue.
I'm gonna get it.
Oh. Yeah, it's a really fantastic book, and it's a keeper. It's one of those books that you'll go back to again and again, as long as you're working on yourself and you'll share it with people. Like, this is a great book.
Great.
Enjoy.
Well, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick, for coming on. Stay on the line. You can continue to listen in. We're gonna put you on hold here, but you can still listen in. So that book that Angela has described, ladies and gentlemen, or has spelled out, is called Transforming Your Dragons, How to Turn Fear Patterns into Personal Power, and it's written by Jose Stevens, PhD, and I'm looking at it on Amazon right now. You can pick up a copy of that used for about $8, which is probably a steal at the value of information that it probably provides. If you're going to recommend it, Angela, guess what? I'm going to go out and get the book myself because I'm all about ingesting stuff. Absolutely. So I know we're short on time now, so we're gonna take one last caller, and this caller here is a 231. Area code, and the prefix is 360. 231-360. Hello, good evening. Welcome to Brain, Body, and Soul. You're on the air.
Hey, Logan, it's Christy.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
I'm good.
How are you?
Good. I got on the call a little late, but I'm glad that I made it.
Welcome.
And
what would?
Thank you. You may have touched on a lot of it in that in Nick's call, actually, but my question was if you see any blocks that, I'm having. It's like I constantly am running up against this. Like, I do really good, and then all of a sudden everything falls apart, and I'm just kind of, I've really been trying to look at that and figure out what that is.
Are you a creative person, Christy? Is it a verbal creation?
I think.
All right, so that's where it's at. It's right at your fifth chakra. I don't know if you know anything about chakras, but the block is right at fifth chakra, and there's a couple things going on in your space, but when it comes to the main block that is showing up for me currently for this, is that it has to do with your creativity and and it's in your personal power, and it's your belief in your creativity. So you, I have a matching picture with you, and what I mean by matching pictures is, you know those, you know the cards we, that little kids have that you flip over and you, okay, there's the picture and there's the picture over there. You know, and what are those cards called? You guys know what I'm talking about? You have to find the matching pictures. Anyway, the fact of it is
oh,
that you
yeah.
Have similar things that we have a matching picture. It's, and I've had the same pattern myself, and I've actually been looking at it myself, is that I get going, and everything gets moving, and it's really, oh, I'm full speed ahead, and then boom, I'm on my it slows down, and there's a block, and oh my gosh, what's going on? And it's because of our, some people could say it's your fear of success, but it goes beyond that. It has to do with your belief in your creativity. And your belief that you are a creative individual that has the ability to express yourself. Because all this energy is sitting at your throat chakra. Most of the blockage is at your throat chakra, which is your communication and creativity. So I'm going to get move some of that for you. And it comes down to that whole thing of your personal power and you really believing in it. So every time, in a really short synopsis here, is every time this stuff comes up where you're going good, like you said, everything's going great, then boom, it's not going great, is for you to really recognize, oh, here it is again. Oh, okay, I see it. So then start asking your questions. Why am I doing this to myself? What am I feeling bad about yet? Why am I not feeling good about it myself? What's sitting around? Am I feeling bad about being successful? Do I still feel like I'm just, you know, that I'm not that good? Is it, it goes around so many things, but it's for you to really start asking yourself, because it's a pattern that's happening. It's a repetitive loop that's happening for you. So it's about recognizing it when it's showing up and talking yourself through it, really, because you're the only one that you can talk to other people to sound off of them or maybe get their opinion because they stand outside of you and observe you and they can see what happens with you or just different things about your personality and your way of being. But it's about that deep searching within yourself of what is it that, oh, here it is again. Now, what is this happening? Suddenly I'm doing really great, and now I'm really sick, and I can't go do that performance or whatever the case scenario is. So, is that your baby? Do I hear a child?
Yeah.
Oh.
One of them.
One of them. Is that helpful? Do you want to go deeper for you right now?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah? I said, is that helpful? Would you like me to go a little deeper, or does that help
What's
you?
What's doing? No, that's very, very helpful, actually. Yeah.
What's doing? My music.
Chrissy, thank you so much for your question. And, you know, Angela touched on a key topic on this aspect of, analyzing your thoughts. And I constantly remind people, and I remind myself because I do it as well, analyze your thoughts and see what's coming up. And are you when that dialogue starts, and Angela, we talked about this earlier, when that dialogue comes into your and the little voice in the back of your head that never shuts up, it never is going to. When that thing starts to talk to you, you know, you had told me earlier, Angela, you said, start to talk to it. Start to ask it the questions and find out why it wants to continue on blowing you up and talking about the things you really don't want to talk about. And, you know, as I mentioned, Christy, take this for example, in the Master Key System, I think you have that book. It specifically says in there, and I said it earlier, you know, the difficulties that you have in your life, they're there because you haven't learned your lesson yet. And you continually hold on to those difficulties because they're more important to you than the freedom that you're looking for. If you want to talk about the opposite polarity of difficulties, would be, you know, freedom. So you really have to say, which one is more important in my life? And a lot of people, they want to hold on to the difficulties because it's comfortable for them. It doesn't take any effort, right?
Nope.
And therefore are just allowing that to continue to come into our lives, and we wonder why it keeps showing up, because it's something that's very comfortable to us. So I encourage all the listeners out there, if there is something that you're trying to attain, really analyze yourself and ask yourself that question, you know, am I not allowing the difficulties to leave my life and take off and make room for something good? Or am I not allowing the good that I desire to come into my life? Which one is it? It's going to be one of those two. Guarantee it's going to be one of those two. And, you know, listen, I'm the host of your show, and I'm not immune to this kind of stuff. I still have my own things I work on. We all have our own things to work on. Nobody's picture perfect. And when you get to that perfected state that you think you're at, you're going to have a ton more stuff to work on. Right, Angela?
Oh, yeah. It's never ending.
It's never ending. Exactly. And, you know, the great word for
it gets lighter.
Exactly what?
I said it does get lighter. It does get lighter as it goes. It's not as heavy and it's as hard to walk through. It gets easier and you're more awake in it. And you're like, oh, there it is again. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You again.
And then, as you said, become more humorous. Become more, life's a joke, but just it's fun. It's an enchantment, right? It's a movie. You're in a movie. You know, and Bob Proctor said it best, man. He said, you're either the star in your own movie or you're an extra. Yeah, that's it. It's one or the other. I mean, and people, you know what I mean? The people show up and they're like maybe a walk-on or something. They're not even the star in their own movie. You got to be the star in your own movie. You got to want it bad enough. You write the script every single day. You do it with your thoughts. So it's quite interesting, that aspect of it. Yeah, exactly. So to conclude this episode of the Psychic Synergy series, and I thank you, everybody, for participating, your questions, your comments. Angela, of course, we do appreciate your guided affirmations and explanations on things. I wanted to let the listeners end with what we talked about earlier, which was how you asked for something and it didn't show up exactly the way you wanted it to show up. And maybe a lot of people will be able to relate to this story. So I'm going to give you the stage again and let you kind of explain what you told me earlier.
Oh, okay. I have hepatitis C, and actually right now I can actually be clear. And it can show up undetectable. But the story is this. I got it when I was very young. I didn't realize how young I got it until I traced it back, but I got it when I was around 10. And I didn't find out I had it until I was in my 20s. And, you know, through my process, I did everything to take care of myself. As soon as I found out I had it, I did everything I could to take care of myself and to the best of my ability. And the last couple of years, I started getting more ill. I started feeling worse and just worse. Within the last year, three new drugs have come out that are cures for hepatitis C, and there's never been an actual really good cure. There was drugs that came out before, but this is like 95 to 100% cure rate for this virus. And to make the long story short, is over the last year, I've been dealing with two liver specialists and many other specialists trying to get myself approved for this treatment so I will no longer have to deal with it and carry it around. And it's definitely affected my life and my feelings about myself in many ways, in relationships, feeling toxic and that maybe I could hurt somebody and be a danger somehow. Even making food became a freaky moment for me. So I really wanted to be free of this. I've been praying to be free of this virus for many reasons on different levels. And especially since my health was really getting hit by it, it became even more and more of a wish and a prayer of mine. So I've been doing everything to get it. And just a couple months ago, I was at my wit's end one day. I've been suffering from all kinds of ailments and different things going on, and I kept hearing that day, you know, write to your liver specialist. And my conversation back to these instinctual thoughts and hearing my guides talk to me, my angels, was, what's anybody going to do for me? He can't do anything for me. Nothing, nobody can do anything for me. I just have to suffer through this and deal with it until the insurance decides to pay for something. And I was looking for other ways also. By the way, I was thinking of going to another country to have it treated. I was thinking of, oh, so many different ways. How can I get this treatment? Because this treatment is extremely expensive. It's anywhere from $84,000 to $90,000 for 12 weeks. So it wasn't a drop in the bucket by any means to have this. So through all of it, I was praying. I was at my wit's end, and I kept hearing the guidance and my own intuition telling me to write him. And against all of it, I finally listened, and I finally wrote him. And at the end of the day, at the end of the business day, my doctor called me and said, Angela, I've been meaning to call you because there's a drug company that wants to offer one of my patients free treatment, and you fit the complete criteria. Would you like this treatment for free?
Wow.
Well, of course, I was like, yes. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. So within a week, I was approved by the drug company, and I started, have been on this treatment now. I started receiving it, and it's completely free. All of it is completely free. It's like I won the lottery, $84,000 worth of treatment to cure this virus I've been walking around with for 33 years. And
wow.
It's giving me a whole new lease on my life. It's like being reborn. So, you know, it's a blessing because in my mind, I thought it was only going to come through these different doorways. And because I just kept praying and I kept giving it to God, and in my moments where I felt my worst, I kept going, please, you know, I know that this can happen. Just allow it to happen somehow. And just when I was at my very worst and my wit's end, it happened.
Wow.
So, you know, never know when it's going to happen and how it's going to happen, and be open to receiving the gift. Because it can come in ways that you would have never thought. Who would have thought the drug company would have gave me free treatment and I would have been chosen out of, and, you know, my liver specialist, every time I go see him, I sit there for an hour or so just to see him, maybe two. So you can imagine how busy he is with all his patients. And I was the chosen one. So
that is one hell of a story. I love it.
Yeah.
It even sounded good. It's so good. It even sounded just as good the second time around than the first time around. Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, so everybody listening tonight, I mean, you know, hey, you all have a higher state of consciousness that you are seeking. You all have things that you want to have happen in your life, the objectives and whatnot. And as Angela's explained, asking it shall be given. It may not be given in the aspect of what you're looking for. But I think, Angela, I think you would agree as well that's why visualization in my book is the very top tier of what you could do to exercise your mind, as I call it. And I think really when you do that, when you do it every day over and over and over and you really want it bad enough, you start to attract the things in life that you're going to need. And realistically, if you can paint that picture as clear as you possibly can, then more than likely it's going to come to you almost as close to that picture, if not that picture, right? In this case, for you, it came exactly how you wanted it, just not in the mode of transportation of how it came, right? So interesting concept, but I think still the visualization aspect. Now, how much visualization were you doing at the time? Were you thinking about it quite often, or you just kind of let go and let God type of thing?
Well, because I was feeling like a big piece of poo, I was quite often.
You really weren't thinking about it.
What'd you say?
You were not feeling, so you were not really putting as much effort as you probably could have into it, right?
You know, yeah. You know, the thing of it is when you say paint the picture to the fullest visual that you can have it, it's about visualization, but the painting of the picture comes in every way. It comes in how you feel. So think about what it's going to feel like to have that freedom. For me, it's freedom. It's complete freedom on every level of my life. So I was feeling that freedom, and I was wanting it. My desire was so strong. Maybe I couldn't visualize the perfect picture all the time, and sometimes the perfect picture is not what it is anyway, but you know what I'm trying to say is that it's the visualization, it's the feeling, it's the conversation you're having, it's the prayers you're sending out, it's the desire within your whole being to want it.
Yeah, and I think that's a valid point.
Yeah, I think it takes every level. I don't think it's just, it's everything. It's everything in you. It's that desire, that such strong desire is what creates everything in your life. If you want it and you're half-assed about it, you're going to get a half-assed situation.
That's right. That's right. And I think what's important to know, ladies and gentlemen listening as well, is whatever your objective is, you have two options. You can think from it or think to it. And what does that mean? Well, if you look at it like it's over there and I'm gonna go get it, that's the wrong direction. We want to think of like I'm here and I already have it. And Angela, when you got that phone call or email, your level of emotion shot up through the roof, right? We know that's obvious. Anybody would feel that way. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what you want to do with your objective. So take, for instance, Nick, one of the callers tonight. Nick, you're looking, what do I want to do? Well, first you got to find out what it is you want to do, and then you got to think from it. So how are you going to feel when you have that in your life? That's the emotional state you want to get in right now, and you got to revisit that over and over and over and over. Brad, you called about your soulmate. How is it going to feel when you get that soulmate in your life? You got to think about it over and over and over and over again. Cindy, you asked, I'm not Cindy, but Christy, you asked about a block. Well, you know, you got to figure out what that block's going to be. And if it is your career, your singing career, you got to really get emotionally involved with that over and over. How's it going to feel when you get to that level? Maybe it's on stage performing in front of 1,000,000 people, 100,000 people. Maybe you're on stage at a charity event. I don't know, but that's the objective, right? That's what you have to pick. That's what you have to create as the star in your own movie. That's what you really have to come to terms with. And it may be searching for the answer. And once you find that answer, you know, as a coaching standpoint, I tell people, find out what you want to do and then elaborate up that on that by drafting out on a Word document or on your phone exactly how you see it have happened. And that's what all the gurus say. You got to start spelling it out, and then you got to start analyzing it and then visualizing it and thinking from it. How will it feel when you have it? And I think that's where most people fall short. They get that feeling, and I always say, and Angela, I'm sure you can agree, is when you get that feeling, like when you found out you were going to get that treatment, you conform to it. You, like, at first you got out the pom-poms and you're this big cheerleader. You're like, yeah, I deserved it. I finally got it. And then that's going to wear off. That emotion's going to wear off, right? It's so easy for that to taper off and to go away. And then a week, 2 weeks later, you're now back to, okay, yeah, now I got it and it's good. But that emotion has worn off. And you don't need to have that emotion tied to it anymore because you already have it. Physically, you already have the treatment, you're going through that. But for people that are really searching for what they want, you got to get emotionally involved with that idea. And then once you get tied to it, you got to revisit that as much as you possibly can, like you already have it. They all say this. The gurus all say that. And I think that's what people lack. I know that's where I lack. We don't have a lot of practice at that. We always think to it, how is it going to feel when I get it? You want to feel, how is it going to feel when you have it now? Because we all conform to the lifestyles that we have. I mean, you make $1,000,000, you get that $1,000,000 contract and you know that money's coming in, oh my God, you're going to be on wildfire. You're going to be on cloud nine. But over time, you're going to conform to that $1,000,000 lifestyle, and then it's going to be common nature to you have that $1,000,000. Now you're not emotionally involved with the $1,000,000 anymore. That's like, you know, that's for Quakers. It's like, now I want $2 million. Now you're searching for the $2 million. Now you want to get emotionally involved with that. Or like if you're in a bad relationship, how can you focus on a good relationship when you're in a really bad relationship? Maybe you have to squeeze out that bad relationship to get into the space to be emotionally involved with the good relationship that you desire. It's not rocket science. It's really not. It's paying attention to the laws of the universe and using people like Angela, who's gifted psychic, and help you along the way, because really she's not going to do the work for you. Anybody that you go to in today's society, including myself, we give you the tools, but it's up to you to utilize the tools. And that's the tough part. People really don't want to exercise their mind. It's amazing because I work in the medical community, and people really just want to come into the doctor. They want a magic shot or a pill to make whatever it is that's causing them the illness or sickness to go away. But they don't want to do the work. They don't want to eat healthy. They don't want to take the supplementation that they should be taking. And Angela, we talked about this earlier. The amount of effort you put into your physical body was tremendous. because you knew that you had to do the work on top of the treatment. But that's getting, you know, getting out of your own way and helping yourself. And that's really what it is for people today. I mean, I tell people all the time, how many hours a week do you spend in the gym? And most people that I know work out, and they say, you know, between 5 and 10 hours a week. So then I say, well, how many hours do you exercise your mind? And, you know, I mean, I either get a kind of a blank stare, or what do you mean? What's exercising your mind? You know, we spend so much time looking good in the mirror, but we spend little time focusing on the inner mirror in the mind. That people really, really do, and that's where people fall short. And so I hope tonight we were able to kind of get into your mind and give you some bird's eye views, or Angela was, on what it is that you need to work on. And you got to go out there and get it. How bad do you want it? Right? I mean, Angela, what do you say? I mean, how much energy should people be putting into what their objectives are? What would you say? What's your basis on that?
You know, if you really want something, you got to put all your energy into it. It's nice, though. I will say this. I will say one thing in the process, because sometimes when we want something so badly, we beat it to a pulp. So there is such a thing as having balance in your process of bringing it forth. Sometimes we need to rest and let ourselves digest the information and process what's going on, and allow the universe to process it. Because when we're constantly at it, I mean, if you're at the gym, right, and you're working out your body, that's kind of a different story, but you still need to rest. Am I correct?
That's
you
true.
You still need to give your body a break. You can't beat it to a pulp constantly, because you could end up injuring yourself somehow, right?
True.
So it's the same thing as manifesting. It's like you keep it with you, and you do the work in front of you, because we can focus visually, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, all of these things, and you physically put out what's in front of you to do. Well, I need to make the, I need to call that list, and I need to create that picture, and I need to do this, and whatever your thing is that you're making. You know, like for me with the whole getting the treatment, I had to keep up on going to the doctor. I had to keep up on paying attention to my own health and well-being. I had to stick to it. I couldn't drop the ball. But at the same time, I had to be patient and in it, and wait and allow everything to move along with me.
Very well said. I love that.
You know, so there is such a thing as also allowing yourself to go for the ride a little bit. You know, don't go for the ride so much that you drop everything and you're in front of your TV for 7 hours every day. You know, but some days you need a break. But, you know, you think about it when you wake up in the morning. You think about it all day, because once it's there, that desire is there for something, that's it. It's there.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going past that point of pain, too, because people that have injuries, or people that are listening, that you have back problems, or you have knee problems, or you have joint and tendon problems, obviously the trouble ticket for you guys or gals would be to focus on the opposite polarity of that pain. And that can be difficult at times, because the pain is always there, maybe throbbing and reminding you, hey, I'm here, and don't ignore me. And, you know, therefore, it takes a tremendous amount of effort on a mindset mannerism to focus more on the healing that's already taking place versus focusing and giving energy to the injury or sickness or disease that you have currently. And that's just going to make it thrive longer than it would to heal it. So, great points, Angela. Now, Angela, before we end the session, and I do appreciate your time, we all do, how can we find you again if we want a private session? What's the easiest and quickest way to get a hold of you?
I think the quickest way, which will have all my information, has my email and my phone number, is my website, which is Angela Zeyn.com. AngelaZeyn.com.
Perfect. And folks, you can definitely go on my Facebook page, Logan Jason Piet, and the information is right there in the caption of tonight's show, AngelaZeyn.com. Your phone number is on your website, and we can give you a call that way. And, you know, hey, listen, Angela's rates are very reasonable. I think you get I think you get a really bargain with her. She's pretty brilliant and talented. I really appreciated your time. Thank you so much, Andrew, for coming on. And anybody looking for that little edge, definitely go to Angela's website, contact her, and get a session or two with her and let her do her magic on you. Definitely worth the money, for sure. Well, I appreciate your time, Angela. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know that everybody listening definitely would definitely have you on again, for sure. And this is Logan Jason Piette, your host of Brain, Body, and Soul, the 22days.com radio network. I appreciate your participation, all of you listening live and, of course, on the recorded version. You definitely can find me on iTunes under the podcast section, and that is under Brain, Body, and Soul. I welcome, thank you once again for listening, and I will be saying goodnight from Los Angeles, California.